Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. We all know appearances can be deceiving. Our guests, Thomas Lux and Bruce McKever, make their livings in dramatically different ways, and both are also published poets. Mr. McKever is a successful investment banker who funded the McKever Chair in Poetry at the Georgia Institute of Technology, Georgia Tech. Mr. Lux is internationally known both for his poems and as an exceptional teacher. He practices what he teaches at Georgia Tech and is founding director of its innovative Poetry at Tech program. While we can read their poems in the books they've published, Mr. Lux reminds us that the ancient art form of poetry is an oral tradition. We're meant to hear poems as we hear music. While he insists the two art forms are different, they also have something profound in common. First, Mr. Lux, then Mr. McKever.
Poetic is a praise word. The word musical is a praise word when applied to something else. There's a praise word.
I was surprised. I had one of my poems. A guy had gotten it somehow on the web, a thing called Snow Geese, if you remember that thing.
Oh, man.
And I got this email from him, and he's in the Berkshires, which is where I live now, and he had done a choral piece out of that work. I was absolutely thrilled.
Bruce McKever is chairman of Berkshire Capital Securities, which he founded in 1983. He's a graduate of Georgia Tech with an MBA from Harvard Business School. His book of poetry is called Full Horizon. His poems have also appeared in Plowshares, the Berkshire, Cortland, and Atlanta Reviews, and elsewhere. Thomas Lux's recently published book, God Particles, is his 11th. His many awards and grants include the prestigious Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, 3 Pushcart Prizes, 3 NEA grants, and a Guggenheim Fellowship. He reads his poems across North America and in Europe and has been on the MFA faculties of many universities and colleges. He's now Bourne Professor of Poetry at Georgia Tech and director of its McKever Visiting Writers Program. The two are also longtime friends, so I knew we'd have fun when they included me in their conversation. Bruce McKever, Thomas Lux, I pulled down from the shelf today one of my iconic books. And as you both know, I love books. I pulled down The Gift I Was Given in the 60s as my big Christmas present when I was in college, and it was the full, complete volume of E.E. Cummings. Well, soon thereafter, I pretty much turned away from poetry because it didn't give me the joy that E.E. Cummings had given me. And then Thomas Lux and I became acquainted because you made it possible for Thomas Lux to be at Georgia Tech, along with another two people who have enriched that experience. What happened between my being in love with E.E. Cummings and my having to be lured, seduced back to poetry by Thomas Lux? Thomas?
Well, first of all, E.E. Cummings is always very popular with young people, college kids, high school kids, because most of his available poems break all the rules of grammar and punctuation, and lots of young people think that that's inherently poetic, and then they tend to leave Cummings. In fact, Cummings is a great poet, but most of the poems we know of his are not his most famous. I mean, his best poems are not his most famous poems.
And, why is that?
And they're only slightly eccentric, a few lowercase letters and stuff. Just because of all those typographical experiments, I mean, he was the first person to do that kind of thing, but those are not his greatest poems. But mostly people were taken away from poetry for 2 or 3 generations because of modernism, because all of a sudden poetry, instead of being something that anybody could read and people memorized, people loved and read poetry widely in the 19th century, all of a sudden it became something that people weren't just quite smart enough to understand anymore, and a critic had to stand between them, the reader, and the writer to explain to the poor dumb fuck of a reader just how brilliant this writer was. And that turned 2 or 3 generations of us off from poetry. And that's not to say that the great modernist poets are not great poets by any means. Eliot and Stevens and Crane, and they were all major, great, great poets, but academia got involved in it and explaining it to people and took a lot of the joy out of poetry, turned it into an academic exercise rather than something more like, say, music or going to theater or the ballet or something like that.
Bruce McKevor, when Thomas Lux introduces your wonderful book, Full Horizon, he talks about how you sing and you dedicate a number of the book itself to your wife, Georgia, who taught you to sing. There is a theme here, isn't there?
Well, yeah, but, well, Georgia was a singer. This is my late wife, and she was also sort of a very natural artist, and I wasn't an artist, and I really, actually, I've got to go back to what Tom was saying about E.E. Cummings. I'm really glad that he covered that, because I didn't know that. But I think I was turned off by poetry, too, in college, because it wasn't accessible, and I think... you know, really great poetry is accessible, but it goes down so deep in so many levels when you look at it. It's that's what makes it wonderful for me. I think my introduction was actually here at Georgia Tech. There, we had no electives at Georgia Tech. One of the things...
When you were a student here.
When I was a student at Georgia Tech, we didn't have poetry on...
did you have an English department?
Well, we had an English department, but we were to write essays and such, and I think we did read some poems, but they were few and far between. There was a great guy named James Young, who was a brilliant man, and he had a course on Wallace Stevens and Yeats, and we went off campus, and we weren't supposed to do this. There was a place where you could drink beer on Friday afternoon. And nobody knew, you know. And but that was one of the reasons for the popularity of the class. The other was these guys were really something else, particularly Yeats. And Wallace Stevens, I still find a mystery, and some of it is actually an intentional mystery.
Sure.
And the stuff, the Jar in Tennessee whatever that is, I never could figure that out. Then somebody said it's supposed to be an enigma, you know.
It is. And he said himself it was just it's just words and the sounds of words. They have gorgeous, gorgeous surfaces. But Stevens is a difficult poet. Not difficult to love his language and his rhythms and the lushness of it, but if you do want, they are not, most of them, accessible in the way you're using that term.
But are these two gentlemen with whom we'll return in just a moment. Thomas Lux, who writes, teaches, and preaches poetry, and Bruce McKevor, who has made it possible for Georgia Tech to expand in significant ways, the world of poetry, is himself a poet and a businessman. We'll all three be back in just a moment. I'm Paula Gordon.